Reins along the yoke were soiled as they hung forward under yoke pads. Seeing their tears flow, pitying them, Lord Zeus bent his head and murmured in his heart,
"Poor things. Why did I give you to King Peleus, a mortal? You who never age nor die, to let you ache with men in their hard lot. Of all creatures that breathe and move on earth, none is more to be pitied than a man. Never at last shall Hector, son of Priam, ride behind you in your painted car. That I will not allow. Is it not enough that he both has the gear and brags about it? I shall put fire in your knees and hearts to rescue Automedon, bear him away from battle to the decked ships. Glory of killing, even so, I reserve to his enemies, until they reach the ships. Until sundown. Until the dusk comes, full of stars." With this he sent a fiery breath into the horses. Shaking the dust to earth from their long manes, they bore the war car swiftly amid the armies. Automedon gave battle as he rode, though grieving for his friend. Behind the horses, in foray like a hawk on geese, with ease he doubled back out of the Trojan din, then quickly drove full tilt upon the mass, but made no kills, though whipping in pursuit, being single-handed in his car, unable to thrust well with a spear, needing both hands to guide the horses. One of his men at last caught on, one Alcimedon, son of Laerces Haemonides. He halted just behind and called out, "Automedon, this futile plan of action, which of the gods put you up to it? He took your wits away, fighting alone like this against the Trojans, and in the line, though your companion fell, and Hector himself has got Achilles' arms to swagger in." And to this Automedon, son of Diores, answered, "Alcimedon, what other Achaean has your knack for guiding the divine fire of these horses? Only Patroclus, matchless when he lived, but destiny and death have come upon him. Come then, take the whip and the bright reins, while I step from the chariot into battle." Alcimedon, mounting the swift war car, caught up whip and reins, and Automedon vaulted down. Hector noticed all this, and to Aeneas near at hand he said, "Counselor of the Trojans, mailed in bronze, I've seen them, that team, Achilles' team, re-enter battle with poor drivers. I might hope to capture it if you, for one, were with me. Against the two of us closing upon it, they would not make a stand or dare give battle."